School districts throughout the country are spending this holiday break trying to figure out how to deal with two compounding problems, the surge in Omicron cases and the influx of threats of violence on social media. It's been a few weeks since that deadly school shooting in Oxford, Michigan, and since then, we've seen a surge in threats to do harm on school campuses throughout the country. The largest teachers' union is now going after tech companies like TikTok and Twitter, urging them to fix their algorithms and put public safety over profits. Joining us now is Paula Herbart. She's president of the Michigan Education Association. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Tanya.
Thank you for being here. So we're seeing this wave of viral challenges on social media that involve things like vandalizing or stealing or even slapping teachers. Some are more vaguely related to shooting and bomb threats. How difficult has it been to deal with this as an educator?
Well, our teachers are telling us right now that they're at the breaking point. You know, all of these threats of violence and actual violence have been happening for years. And we aren't doing the sorts of things to help solve the problem. Stricter gun safety laws, keeping guns out of schools, all of these sorts of things. And our educators, whether they're in the classroom or support staff, are just so frustrated because we've been calling on policymakers to do the right thing by our students and our communities at large. Right. We just can't have one more.
You're pushing for policy changes, but what are some of the reasons you theorize we're seeing this surge in social media threats with individual students targeting or involving students?
Well, I think the overall discourse that has been happening since the pandemic and the beginning of the fall, we've seen school board meetings heighten in their rhetoric and threatening to harm educators and students and administrators. We've seen heightened threats of violence across this country. We saw it on January the 6th. We're seeing it everywhere. And I think that this has become, unfortunately, the logical and terrible result of that kind of heightened rhetoric are these kind of social media threats, because social media is a communication and our students are using it, and our communities are using it, and our educators are using it.
You know, some authorities are saying that some of these threats aren't credible. They've done some investigations. But as you know, it's really nearly impossible to truly say, especially when there are so many. And the measures we've used in the past, like whether a child has had a history of violence, that doesn't always work. How are you advising schools to handle these threats?
Well, I think that every school should take every threat credible, do the kinds of things that they need to do, investigate, follow leads, just like they have in the past with kinds of threats that happen when notes are being passed. But the most important thing is to lift up these educators, particularly after these extreme acts of violence, and ensure that our schools have mental health supports and safety so that we can talk to our students about these kinds of activities and why it's so important to have civil discord.
TikTok released a statement on Twitter that read in part, quote, "We're working with law enforcement to look into warnings about potential violence at schools." What do you make of this response, and how would you like to see these tech companies respond?
Well, you know, I think that President Becky Pringle said it best. Your companies have the power and the responsibility to stamp out disinformation and violent threats. And so we're asking them, we need you to be as good as citizens as we're teaching our students to be.
You've already alluded to this. It's been a tough couple of years for educators and parents, and these social media threats come at a time when we're trying to figure out how to stave off Omicron. And then there are these staff shortages, not to mention the trauma from the Oxford school shooting. What is your call to action, and what are you advising parents as well?
We're just trying to embrace our colleagues in Oxford. And what we're calling on is making sure that you're listening to the voices of educators when we're talking about crafting ed policy. It means that social media puts safety and truth before the profits. It means that We want to do whatever we can to keep our students and educators safe from violence. And it means when there are tough times that communities support and respect educators and support staff because they're not feeling that. And we need to say more now than ever, we must come together to support our education community, which we know across the country are the hub of community action and activity.
Paula Herbart is president of the Michigan Education Association. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.